As we move on in our program, we come to another blessed part. So many good things about this program. So every part of it is good. Every part of it is so rich, and you get so much out of it. At this part, we will literally give, and we will literally receive as we go through our sharing of resources. And let me read this so that I will say it properly. Do we have it on here? You have someone? Okay. I'm sorry, who is that?
Pastor
Don Ehlers. Don Ehlers. Amen. Could you come now, and we're going to prepare for the sharing of resources.
Okay, it's my privilege this evening to lead us in the sharing of resources. And to begin, I've been asked to share something that I've read, something I've come across recently. There's a stewardship magazine that comes to our house about once a month, and I noticed this article the other day. It's not too long, bear with me. It's entitled, Leave Your Wallet at Home. What we really value, what we really care about, makes demands on us. During this past Easter season, a newspaper carried two full pages of church ads. There was an interesting thing about those ads in the paper. Two advertisements for two different churches had almost exactly the same wording in their ads. The part that was the same read like this. There are plenty of churches that are just after your money. We're not like that. Come and worship with us and leave your wallet at home. I don't know what you're supposed to do if the police stop you on your way to a church and you've left your wallet at home. But that was not the point. In saying, leave your wallet at home, aren't they saying, we have a religion here that really won't touch you, it won't cost you anything, it won't ask for any sacrifices, it won't limit your life in any way? Doesn't that say in the end that this is a religion that doesn't matter much? If we really care about something, whether it's family, job, our health, whatever, we're willing to sacrifice for it. We support it, and we allow it to make demands on us. I hope you don't practice a faith that says, leave your wallet at home. The faith of Jesus Christ does make demands on us. It will change our lives. It may mean sacrifices for us. Ultimately, this faith will cost in lots of ways because it is a faith that really matters. Just to explain our procedure here again, first we're going to pass some shallow baskets, and everyone is asked to put something in those baskets, even if it's only a penny. And then we're going to put all that money in some deeper baskets, and we're going to pass them again, and this time everyone is asked to take something out, again, even if it's just a penny. Children, by the way, if there are children here, you're encouraged to participate with your parents or adult supervision. And, you know, each time we do this, it's my understanding that not all the money is taken out. So there's always money that's carried over to the next time. And I just want to assure you that that is what happens. That will be added to the baskets tonight. So before we do that, there's a scripture they've asked me to read, and they've asked me to offer a word of prayer. And the scripture is from Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 35. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy persons among them, for from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone as he had need. Let us pray. Blessed Lord Jesus, we thank and praise you for the great sacrifice that you have made for us, the sacrifice of your very life on Calvary's cross for our salvation. And we pray that you would so empower us with the Holy Spirit that we might be willing to sacrifice also. In fact, that we might be willing to present our very bodies as living sacrifices, sharing our time, our talents, and our treasure, with those in need, reaching out to the homeless and others, sharing the good news of the gospel that they might not only be fed in their stomachs, but fed in their souls, in their spiritual life as well. Bless us this evening as we share with one another. Amen. Okay, I'd like some volunteers. And tonight we're going to pass the shallow baskets first. This is where you put something in. Okay. Okay, as these baskets come forward, we're going to divide the money into the four larger baskets. And by the way, they all have money in them now, which is carried over from previous months. Start them in the back and come this way. Okay? So, pick one. Two more volunteers here. Okay, that's great. Go the way to the back and come this way. Now remember, everybody's to take something out according to your need. Don't be bashful. I've noticed some people are a little reluctant to take more than a small amount, but the whole purpose is to take what you need, as we read in the book of Acts. Catch every table? Anybody left out? Thank you very much.
Okay, at this time, we're going to have our closing announcements. I'd like to, first of all, thank everyone for coming out tonight for New Horizon Church and for Restoration Fellowship, and for how they blessed us in the interview and how their musicians blessed us through song. Amen. And we... Next, the next Christian Family Dinner will be November 9th, and it will be held in a different room. And this is a one-time only change because the church needs this room. We will be in the Weisgarver Hall off of Springfield Avenue. And we will have up signs next month that will direct you to that room.
This building?
Okay. This same building, but in a different room. Thank you. And we're going to have a closing song.
Okay, we're going to close out with the song, We Are One in the Spirit. If you're like me, if you need help, it's on the green, on the back of the green sheet that you had, the words on the back. We're going to sing that song, and then we're going to go around and do our number count, and that will tell us how many people can share with us tonight. One of the brief announcements right after this is there are, if we have anyone that can help take a few people home, we have a few ladies that need a ride home. So if you're able to help, we're going to need to make a mess. Who's going to start this off? We won't. Such a blessed time of fellowship. We thank you, Lord God, for this great ministry and for those that you have placed as stewards over this ministry. We ask that you would continue to bless it and allow it to bless these souls, Lord, for years to come. We ask that that as we prepare to leave this place, that you would go with us, cause your guardian angels to protect us, prosper everything that we put our hands to, that you might be glorified. And we will be careful to give you all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise, because you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. Amen.
Amen.